What's a noise a calf might make while it's being weaned? What would you say the cow began to
feed a calf?
What's the name of a gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Just a moo.
What's a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Nay. Whinny. Something like that.
If you've got some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they're all getting hungry, you might have to go out and
feed them.
If you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, you'd say you're going out to
feed the animals, the hens, the turkeys, and the geese.
And all these birds together, you'd call
fowl, poultry.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
layer.
And how could you get good luck if you were eating maybe fried chicken?
Break the wishbone.
How would you do that?
You would have one person hold one side in one hand, one the other. Mm-hmm. And the other person hold the other hand.
Yeah.
And then you break it. And I think it's the one with the longest end or the shortest end.
Yeah.
Gets the wish. Mm-hmm. I wish for $1 million, correct?
Yeah. Or you could take it. Use both hands.
Yeah.
How would you call a cat?
Yeah, Bessie and Bossy.
How about a cow?
Same thing.
A horse, you might. How would you call a horse?
Just say, here, boy, I would say.
And what about a dog or something? And a cat?
Kitty kitty.
Chicken?
Chick chick.
Got
hog. Suey suey.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any other calls for a hog?
Suey suey. That's about it. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
What would you say to a horse if you wanted him to go pretty fast?
Giddy up.
And to make him stop, you might say.
Whoa. Back on their reins.
How would you call a sheep?
I don't know. I'd have to say bad, bad, you know. Come here.
What about chickens when you're feeding?
You hear the tick, 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 tick. Yeah, tick, 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 tick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
hitch them up.
If you're going to use a plow, you might have to
hitch up the horses to the plow.
If you're driving a horse, what would you hold in your hand?
The reins. Or the reins.
And what would you put your feet in if you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
Something's not right.
Right close to you. You say it's a little.
It's not within reach, just a little far away.
If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say you had a before dark.
I had a nice trip. And nice drive.
And if you have some time, you have some distance to go before dark, you might say you have a
long way to go. How many times I've said it to him?
Yeah.
Golly.
If you slipped on the ice and fell this way, you would fall
forward.
And if you fell this way, you'd fall
backwards.
And if you had bad luck, somebody said, did you catch any fish? You'd say no.
Not today. Nothing but mosquito bites and sunburn.
They were biting.
Yeah.
The mosquito. Schoolboy might say to the scolding teacher, why is she blaming me,
I didn't do it.
Somebody might apologize for breaking a rake or something. You said, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it, blank.
I didn't like it the way it was.
Huh? Or, let's say if they broke something and it didn't really matter to you.
That's all right, I didn't care much for it anyway. Yeah, I got you.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't give me...
He didn't give me any candy. Mm-hmm. He didn't give me a piece.
If something doesn't happen during the day, you would say that it happens...
At night.
If a boy is spoiled, you might say when he grows up, he'll have his trouble...
When he grows up?
Trenches cut by a plow.
Trenches cut by a plow.